This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour in this Monday. More phone calls coming up. Best and worst of the weekend. Thank you for all the well-wishers. My birthday today. My birthday today.
Happy birthday.
Breakfast burrito. Happy
birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, I got him breakfast burritos. I mean, here I'm begging for you to sing happy birthday to me.
Nobody.
No. That's Meat Friday. Phone calls are welcome.
Does your family celebrate your birthday over the weekend or do it tonight?
Yes.
Both. Yeah. Surf and turf.
Yeah. There's a lot of love to go around.
Starting to sound like a birthday week.
Yeah. I didn't want it to be.
Guys, it's my birthday week.
No, because.
Going out for dinner tonight with friends.
Friday, it's the college girls.
Then Thursday's coworkers.
It was disguised as Mother's Day, but it was really about me.
Oh, yeah. Did you make it that way? Or who made it that way?
But it was under the umbrella of Happy Mother's Day. I hope I have a great day as well. And I did. Great weekend. And today, yes, Marv, what? Yeah, I was on a roll there.
What takes precedence? Mother's Day or your birthday?
Oh, Mother's Day.
The right answer.
You crazy?
Smart answer.
Yes.
Even though it's a lie, smart answer.
No. Mother's Day. Absolutely. Yes. Yeah, being sincere, being honest, you know, sort of like being like Joel Embiid after the game yesterday, had this to say about him and his teammates.
I got to be better and I will be better. That's what I'm focused on. You can't win alone. I can't win alone. I can't. Me and James, we just can't win alone. You know, that's why basketball is played 5-on-5. So, you know, we just need everybody to just, you know, try to keep finding ways to get better and, you know, we'll be fine.
Okay, the intent is not bad, or it's not meant to be malicious. It's just wrong to say this. Because now you're saying, James and I did everything, nobody else did anything. And the last I looked, you guys didn't play well at all. You and Harden didn't play well at all. Your defense against Tatum, I can't even say your defense because he didn't play any, was horrible. And Jason Tatum took advantage of that. James Harden played horrible. It's not just you and James Harden, because you need the help, the support of your supporting cast. But I don't know what's next for this team. Is Harden going to go back to Houston? Is Doc Rivers going to get fired? What are the next steps? And you can look at all four of these teams that didn't advance and who is in the better position moving into next season. That was the poll question. Update the poll results if you can, Seton, from the first 2 hours of this program.
Yeah, it's interesting. You would think that a team with a reigning MVP would be in better shape, but they're currently in the worst place.
Mm.
Sixers right now just at 12% of the vote. People who think that the Suns are in the best shape. It's almost a three-way tie between the Suns, Knicks, and Warriors, actually.
Well,
very close to voting.
I just don't know what you're going to – you need a new head coach to start with. And then DeAndre Ayton, what do you do with him? I got Booker. I got Durant, who's, what, 34? I got Chris Paul, who's, what, 38? Can't help but think back in 2011 how this might have changed Chris Paul's legacy. The Lakers were getting Chris Paul in 2011 from the Hornets. New Orleans was getting Lamar Odom, Kevin Martin, Luis Scola, and Goran Dragic. The Rockets were getting Pau Gasol. So you could have changed the legacy of two players there with that trade. And remember, the NBA took over ownership of New Orleans. And David Stern blocked that deal. I think he wanted competitive balance. How would things have changed for Chris Paul? And look, I don't know Chris Paul. He's been on the show before. But I don't know for your return on investment if anybody has produced less with what they've been paid. And it's close to $400 million that he's been paid. And he's a Hall of Famer, but hadn't really done anything. I mean, his teams haven't done anything. And then he got injured again. Then I just wonder moving forward, what could you get for him? What could you get for DeAndre Ayton? I have a friend who works in the league office, and then he always says, hey, the Mavs will bail you out. And I go, I can't imagine. Now, I could see DeAndre Ayton going to the Mavs, but, you know, is Kyrie Irving going to stay with the Mavs? So there's a lot of questions going into the offseason for these teams. You know, Golden State, Steve Kerr said we didn't have a championship roster. And I think he didn't have a championship roster because there was really nobody, no grown-ups were watching. Because it felt like this happened with Draymond Green and Jordan Poole, and that divided this team. It was the veterans. And you'll notice nobody went after Draymond Green and grabbed him or, you know, wanted to take a swing at him of his teammates. And I don't know if everybody was quick to help up Jordan Poole. And I just, body language, I'm always watching that. And it told me an awful lot about that team. And then you had players who didn't develop. Moody, Kuminga, James Wiseman got traded away. You know, they just, they remained stagnant. But because of Steph, he could still elevate you. Look, if he doesn't get 50 against Sacramento, you know, then they bow out then. Draymond giveth, taketh away. Klay Thompson is not the same. You know, there's some, they're kind of at a crossroads here. Unless they go, let's run it back one more time. And that's what I would probably try to do. I just don't want to sign up Draymond to, you know, a big contract there. What are you going to do with Klay? Steph's still playing at a very high level, but for how much longer can he be the focal point of that team? Yeah, Paul.
Going back to that Chris Paul trade block with the Lakers, New Orleans back in 2011, the Lakers had just won two NBA titles, 08, 09, 9, and 10. They lost a Western Conference semis. So they were going to reload with Chris Paul, move on Pau Gasol. They made the playoffs the following year, 12 and 13, and then they missed the next six playoffs. That would have reset their franchise with a prime Chris Paul.
Pau still gets his name in the rafters.
Yes, he does. Nick Wright from Fox Sports will join us coming up. No NBA tonight. Kraken Stars Game 7. The Suns fired Monty Williams, and Ja Morant was suspended again. I don't know what the commissioner is going to do. He's got time now because Memphis obviously not playing any games, so there's no rush to get him back. But you've already had a face-to-face, the commissioner and Ja Morant, before. Boy, what would that be like this next time around? And then what do you do? What do you do if you're the commissioner? You would like to give him the infrastructure to be able to be better, be mature. But what do you do? So if I sit you down for 20, is that a good thing? Are you going to learn from that? Are you like, I'm not sure. I'm not sure how you can help him in a situation like this. I would actually bring in his parents if I was the commissioner and just say, let's all grab a hold of this and understand what's going on here. How do we make this better? We make this better. Don't say you're going away. I don't know what he was going away for. Was he treated for depression? Was there substance abuse? Like, I don't know, and we won't know. We shouldn't know. But at some point, I got to ask somebody to be a grown-up in this situation. He's 23, and boy, he's acting like it. All right, more phone calls. Michael in Arkansas. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind today?
Morning, Dan.
Morning, Mike.
I am a freshly minted member of the Dead Dad Club. I say freshly. It's been a little over 3 months now, but my friend Harrison is the one that called in a few months ago, the day after my dad died, and was all serious on the air and had you thinking he was going to give some really sentimental thing, and then was like, yeah, and Mike and I are now members of the Dead Dad Club. So there's that. And I'm a man of faith, so I think maybe because my dad was a St. Louis Cardinals fan, God took him early so he wouldn't have to watch this horrible season. But strangely enough, my best of the weekend is the Cardinals actually showed some signs of life and beat the Red Sox this weekend in Fenway. But my worst of the weekend, being a lifelong Grizzlies fan, John Morant, can't make any sense of it, and it looks like we're going to celebrate that 2019 Summer League title a little more now.
Yeah, so. You know, we embraced that. We made T-shirts. We celebrated Memphis Grizzlies winning the Summer League title. Yes, Marv?
How old is he? Lifelong?
Yeah.
He's got to be like 22.
Ozzy in California. Hey, Oz, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan, quick thing. Doesn't this John Morant story starting to look a little bit like a Aaron Hernandez thing if we don't put a stop to this?
Well, if we look at Aaron Hernandez, now, if we're looking at victimless crimes, you know, John Morant, it's not a crime, it's just reckless. There were things going on with Aaron Hernandez at the University of Florida, and they were kept quiet. He actually shot somebody in the face, but now it just that some of these stories, you know, eventually leaked out with Aaron Hernandez, and then we know what he was guilty of. But Aaron Hernandez had a lot of things going on in his life, and gang activity, gang connections. Yes, Seton.
Like, part of the problem is that I don't think John Morant is going to go around and start shooting people randomly at clubs like Aaron Hernandez did.
Yeah.
But should there, for some reason, be an accident, there's now video history of him being reckless with it that's going to count against that. It's just something that you just have to stop doing that because now you're building a worse case against yourself.
And after the second incident, you've lost, due process, benefit of the doubt, you know, those kind of things with John Morant here. By the way, if you're a Miami Heat fan and you want to know what's the chances of us reaching the NBA Finals, this according to ESPN Analytics, you have a 3% chance. So you're saying we have a chance. Yes, Paul?
We should bet on the Heat to win the series. We could get some crazy numbers, you'd think, right? What do you think it is, like?
The Heat, well, I got the title odds. Celtics plus 100, Nuggets plus 240, Lakers plus 320, the Heat plus 1600. The Lakers are getting 5.5 tomorrow night, the Heat getting 8 against the Celtics. Tom in Iowa. Hey, Tom, good morning. What's on your mind today?
Happy birthday, Dan.
Thank you, Tom.
You got a best and worst of the weekend. Best of the weekend. You guys bailing me out on Mother's Day for my mom and my wife with some amazing gifts. The olive oil went over amazingly, and I don't think my wife has taken that alpaca throw off since I gave it to her.
Oh, good. Yeah, Dan's deals were a really big hit, but thank you to this audience. We wanted to help you out, and those were the gifts that I gave my wife. What else, Tom?
And my worst of the weekend, the Cubs being the Cubs. Paulie knows what I'm saying. Thanks, guys. Have a great
All right. All right, Tom. Thank you. Good to hear. Dan's deals went over. Hopefully they went over well for everybody. Ryan in Honolulu. Hi, Ryan.
Hello. Happy birthday, Dan.
Thank you, Ryan.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. And happy Mother's Day to my mom in Australia. I've got some Mother's Day sports names and a birthday limerick for you.
Okay.
Couple of baseball ones here. Ken Gifty Jr.
Gifty.
Okay, it's universal.
Mommy Machado. How about Don Maternally?
Don Mattingly.
Okay, creative.
NBA stars. Stepmom Curry.
Okay, that was good. Stepmom
How
Curry.
How about How about Larry Bird? That one is a push, Dan.
Oh, okay. Cleaned it up there. Yeah.
I should have cut this one out. Cesarian Hernandez. Kansas coach, Bill Milf.
It's Bill Self. Okay.
And now I'll do your happy birthday limerick, Dan.
Okay. Here's Ryan in Honolulu.
There once was a Dan from Ohio. Bet on himself and left the big show. Well, Dan, you won the bet, and your jumper's still wet. Happy birthday from your fans. Mahalo.
Thank you, Ryan. Thank you. Now it's a birthday.
The gift you wanted.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. What do you think, Todd?
I liked it. I don't know if Ohio, and I'm not, I've made mistakes with rhyming before. Ohio and Big Show.
Yeah, I wasn't sure the structure of the limerick there.
But everything else was...
No, it was nice. Was yeah, it was nice.
It was very thoughtful.
His names were okay. Names were okay. Did you write the limerick for me?
I did not write you a birthday limerick. I think I did one better, which I won't reveal just yet. Ooh, a tease.
What, sports energy?
Not a sports center tease.
Oh, no.
Not a sports center.
No, it's not a sports center tease. Okay, when am I getting this gift?
Half hour or so?
I mean, I gave you guys breakfast burritos.
I don't know if you call it a gift. It's just something from all of us to...
You're going
to
find a way to spoil the surprise. I know you are.
I'm going to stop right now.
What, did you give me a cake? I don't want a cake.
Why are you guessing things? No one likes when people try to guess what they're
getting. I don't want a cake. No, you know what? If I get a cake, I get to smash you in the face.
Yes.
Why would you say something like that?
Because you're owed a pie to the face.
I'm owed a pie to the face.
Yes.
Well, luckily, Fritzy didn't get you a cake because he knows you don't like cakes.
You're anti-cake.
If I got a cake, then I get to smash you in the face with it. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Paulie?
No, I like cake too much.
Oh, actually, wait. Can we slice off a couple of chunks so we can eat it?
Maybe like hit them with 2/3 of a cake?
Yes.
Okay.
Everybody gets a slice.
Aye.
Then I'm in.
Okay.
You guys are the worst.
Marvin, you okay?
Yeah, as long as I get a slice, I'm in.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Let's take a break. Our good buddy Nick Wright will join us. And we're back after this. Dan Patrick Show. Simply Safe Home Security says it all right there in the title. Simple. You can set it up 30 minutes or less. Or have Simply Safe certified technicians install it for you. So what are you getting here? Well, you're getting 24/7 protection. Also, fast protect technology only from Simply Safe. So they have monitoring agents. They visually verify the threat is real. And then they convey that to 911. And then they send out fast police or fire response. So they send it out quicker. Top-rated Simply Safe app. Stay connected from anywhere at any time. You can unlock the front door to let a guest in if you want. Check the cameras. Make sure everything's okay at your house. With financing through Affirm, secure your home today. And you can pay over time in installments that fit your budget. Customize the perfect system for your home. Takes just a couple of minutes at simplysafedan.com. And if you go today, claim a free indoor security. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow,
you know
I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. They say good things come to those who wait. The Mercedes-Benz SUV family proves otherwise. Takes no time at all. Set up a test drive at your local Mercedes-Benz dealer. Learn more at mbusa.com. Nick Wright, First Things First co-host on Fox Sports 1. Good to have you back on the program. Seton, would you give Nick the poll question?
We had, who is in better shape? From the teams that just got knocked out, the Suns, Knicks, Warriors, or Sixers?
Going forward next season, who's in better
shape? Oh, wow. What a great question. That must not have been a Dan Patrick original. Happy birthday, by the way. The Knicks
because
is the answer. They have flexibility. They have, I think, a really solid 2 through 8. They just need the number one, which I know is really hard to get. But they've kept their powder dry. They have the assets. They might be able to go get it. You got to move off Randall. Jalen is better than the biggest Brunson supporters could hope for. RJ finally showed some flashes. And all of a sudden, by the way, redraft Dan, Zion, Ja, RJ. Oh, boy. Or maybe they got the best player at number one. Who'd have seen that coming? I've loved Quentin Grimes since he and my son played together in summer ball in Houston. He was a clear pro when he was 14 years old. I like IQ. They got to re-sign Hart. They got to find the one, but ones could come available. Like, I don't know. Do you think Kevin Durant's career's ending in Phoenix? I don't. Joel Embiid could get antsy in Philly. Giannis, who knows? Like, so I think it's the Knicks. I think the team in the worst shape is... Gosh, that's hard. I think they're all in rough shape, Dan. I think the Warriors have nowhere to go. I think the Sixers, they're going to lose Harden for nothing, probably. That's not a dire loss. But listen, you know how much I love Embiid. Guy's got to have one great playoff run in him. He hasn't had it yet. And then the Suns, talk about new owner syndrome. I mean, that guy is just out of his mind. And they have no, you know, Booker. They're probably in the second best spot because they have Booker. But Durant's 35, or he's not 35. I apologize. Steph's 35. Durant's, I think, 34. Durant's played 11 minutes post round two in the last 5 years. It's not great. And so there's just, I think it's the Knicks, believe it or not. I actually think it's the Knicks.
Yeah, but to try to get that one is going to cost you a lot of the players you were telling me about to try to get that one to go to the Knicks. And today's player doesn't really care about Madison Square Garden the way, you know, we used to think about Madison Square Garden. You know, Durant and Kyrie didn't even think about going there. I don't know if it has that magic there that they say that, I mean, what would it cost for Giannis to go there or Joel Embiid to go there?
No, I think that, listen, I think the point you make is right. Like, what they would try to do is RJ, Julius, who at this point, to me, Julius is a toxic asset. Like, he's one of the worst playoff performers, that's not hyperbole, of the last 30 years. When you look at what his field goal percentage is and, you know, the drop-off, it'd be, pardon me, it'd be that and all the picks in the world that they have. And they do have a lot of picks. So you're right. You would have to kind of carve away some of the team, or you could try to do it in free agency, not this year, but next year. This year's free agent class is a bunch of, you know, B-level guys plus James Harden, whatever you think he is. So that's a fair point. But I just think the Warriors are stuck. They have a great player who, by the way, are we still kicking LeBron off Mount Rushmore for Steph Curry? I don't know. What's the update on that? Anybody? I don't know. I saw LeBron in 65,000 minutes, you know, in 20 years and seemingly have the most gas left in the tank in a game six. But Steph did score 50 in a game seven. That record lasted for 14 days. But I neither here nor there. They've got no place to go. The Sixers are just kind of stuck. Do you do Dame and Tobias Harris plus a couple picks? I'm sorry, Maxey and Tobias Harris plus a couple picks for Dame, maybe. And then the Suns traded away all their depth to get Durant. They got a 5-4-man team. And one of the men, DeAndre Ayton, just objectively doesn't seem to like playing basketball. And the other man, Chris Paul, is shorter than me and breaks down. So I think they're in really rough shape.
I was wondering about this on return on investment of players in the NBA. And Chris Paul would probably be at the top, that you've spent close to $400 million, and what do you get with Chris Paul? First ballot Hall of Famer, but there hasn't been postseason success. Kevin Durant gave you, you know, a title in Boston. He was over $300 million. Who are some of the other players that are on that? That, you know, LeBron is up there. Yeah. Durant's on that list. Who else, Seton?
Russell Steph. Westbrook.
Russell Westbrook, yeah. So return on investment. Where would Chris Paul be on the negative part of that?
I guess here's the – let me turn it on its head. What he instantly does and has done at every stop of his career is either give a franchise credibility or take a franchise to the next level. Just hasn't been able to take them over the top. Mm-hmm. The Hornets are nothing in New Orleans. He gets there. They're, you know what I mean, in, I think, game seven of round two in short order. He goes to the Clippers. They go from laughingstock to perennial playoff team. He goes to the Thunder. Everyone says they're tanking. He gets them to the playoffs the year of the bubble. He then goes to Phoenix. They're right there. You know what I mean? They missed the playoffs the bubble year despite going undefeated. They get to the finals. So I do think he has I skipped the Rockets, who were, you know, a borderline contender. First year there, they win 65 games. They get to game seven of the Western Conference Finals. So I do think he has improved every team he's gotten to. He just hasn't taken them over the top. But in his defense, two little guys in NBA history. In the history of the league, two small players have been the best player on champions. The eternally underrated Isaiah Thomas and Steph Curry, who might at this point be a touch overrated. I'm not saying he is. I'm just saying
he's overrated?
Well, I don't know. I had to listen that he might be better than Magic. I had to listen that he's no doubt top 10.
Who are you listening to? And maybe you need to get a better group of friends.
There's a lot of talk, Dan. It's a lot of talk on television and the interwebs, the radio. I heard.
Everybody's got a hot take. That's all they're trying to do.
I heard people say if he wins this series, he might, you know, have replaced LeBron on Mount Rushmore. No, I heard it.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I heard it.
That's crazy.
But Steph, by the way, has now played LeBron in the playoffs in five series, six if we include the play-in game, and he is 0-for-5 on outplaying him. 0-for-5. Not one series has he outplayed LeBron James in a series where they've been on the court together. It's just a thing.
I have talked about this the last couple of weeks where everybody was, you know, they because it's LeBron, they diminish what he did in the bubble. It's like, oh, yeah, but he did it in the bubble. And I'm like, wait, everybody had a level playing court there. And
also,
they lost the home court advantage there.
They were the one seed.
Yes.
The bubble thing where people were like, oh, unfair. Yes, if an eight seed would have risen up,
yes,
maybe. They had a home court advantage robbed from them. And I don't know if you've been watching LeBron at Old Staples, what we now call the Crypt, undefeated, like LeVar Ball, never lost in the postseason this year. That's 7-0 against a 2 seed and against a defending champion. And now everyone's like, oh, it's the bubble, it's a fluke. And now we have the exact same Final Four. And these frauds, they're like, oh, yeah, but the teams are different. No, they're not. It's LeBron and AD. It's Bam and Jimmy. It's Jalen and Tatum. It's Jokic, Murray, and Michael Porter Jr. Yeah, the role players change. Of course they've changed. But it's the same top couple guys on every team. And LeBron's about to do it again. We've got to have this. By the way, Lakers over Heat. It's about to happen again.
That's your pick for the finals.
Yeah. I had Lakers over Sixers going into the playoffs. Got the Lakers at 50-1 when LeBron got hurt. 50-1, Dan. Gave that out on a very popular podcast that you never promote on this show, What's Right with Nick Wright, that I do with my family and friends.
Yes, I do, because he writes these things down so I can get it correctly.
But a year ago, I told you.
Would you promote this?
No, because you and I have a personal relationship that supersedes Todd with respect to Todd. You should know that this is an important thing I'm trying to build in the digital media space. What's Right with Nick Wright, with my son and my daughter. It's a family business. Not everyone has an empire they can pass down, Dan. I'm trying to build it up. As I was saying, I gave out that 50-1 on What's Right with Nick Wright, but that's not the point. Point is,
what did you get me for my birthday?
Oh, I have it. Can you hold on? Hold on. I have it right here. Wait, Dan.
Nick Wright, first things first. And he's got some kind of podcast here.
Some kind of podcast. That is so rude.
Family podcast.
It's not a family podcast. It's got 110,000 YouTube subscribers, Dan. You could learn something from me in the digital space, my friend. It's not terrestrial radio, but it's something going. It's upstairs.
Don't hate. Just embrace.
I'm obviously jealous. That's fine. All right. I don't have it in front of me, so I can't show you, but can I just tell you what it is?
Yeah.
What I got you?
Nothing.
It's a beautiful Breitling. It's unbelievable.
Is it fake? Is it your fake one?
No, it's the real one you gave me. It's just sitting.
Oh, you're regifting?
Well, I'd hope you'd decline. I really like it. I wear it every day on television. But if you demand a gift, you know, I mean,
you know what? I'll take it back.
No.
I'll take it back.
You know what, Dan? That one has too much emotional value to me. I'm going to send you a different one. I'm going to send you a different one.
It just seems like you're mad today. You're angry.
I'm not angry. You always think I'm angry. I'm fired up.
Guys, how would you describe, Nick Wright's personality, demeanor today, Paulie?
Manic. It looks like he's in a bathrobe or something like that. Yeah. I don't know.
You look like the Big Lebowski or something.
What are you talking about? I'm wearing a white T-shirt, two beautiful diamond chains.
More like a mechanic's jacket.
It's a St. Nicholas Park New York State Harlem jacket. That's what it is.
How would you describe Nick's demeanor today?
I think manic is exactly the word. Yeah. It's perfect.
Yeah. There's a little mad scientist or something going on here today. I don't know. High energy. Why.
Okay. You want to know what's going on here?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I'll tell you what's going on here. We weren't on TV Friday because of NASCAR.
Yeah.
This is my first
opportunity. Oh, you're backed up with takes.
To do media since LeBron ended the Warriors' run and left Steph disconsolate on the sideline, and I'm excited. I have a lot to discuss here, and Fritzy texts me, was like, hey, can you come on tomorrow? And I flew overnight, and I was like, it's probably in my best interest to save this gold for the television show 3 p.m. on FS1. But because it's your birthday and because I missed dinner with you this weekend because I was out of town, I said, you know what? I'll give this to Dan. And then you start off with a poll question about the Knicks instead of just teeing me up with a Steph LeBron thing. I had 14 minutes ready for it. LeBron could have retired after the Heat. And been one of the 10 greatest players ever. That's when Steph's whole run started. So Steph had a whole career that's top 10 worthy, but after LeBron already had a career that's top 10 worthy, and now we sit here today, and LeBron just outplayed him. LeBron's better.
But I'm on your team with LeBron.
Well, then be a good teammate.
I am. Okay. What would you do if you're the commissioner with John Morant?
Well, all right. I'd call Danny Ainge. I'd be like, listen, I need a favor. You have all these picks.
You're going to send him to Utah?
Yeah. And I'd tell Ja, I'd be like, listen, it's either a 20 game suspension and you go play for Salt Lake.
Or Utah.
Or a year.
Okay.
Like you pick, buddy.
How about a round of applause for Nick here?
Yeah. But that's a good take. Yeah. It'd be like, it'd save him from himself. You got to go live in Salt Lake City. But the Grizzlies win more without you than with you. The Jazz have all these picks. They're not going to get Wimby. Let's make it happen. Assuming that's what David Stern would do. Tell you right now, David Stern would be like, guess what, young man? That's why we have a franchise in Salt Lake City. You've always wondered, why is there a franchise there? For these exact reasons. Now, in all seriousness, here's the thing. Yes, there is part of me that understands there is wild hypocrisy about who we get upset seeing with guns and who we don't. Like, I'm pretty sure, you know, there's about 28 states in the country that what Ja did in that car breaks zero laws. But that misses the point entirely, in my opinion, if you focus on that. It would not be against the law if Ja repeatedly, and I apologize for the example, but posted personal sex tapes to Instagram. Breaking no law. I think the NBA would say, yeah, don't love it, can't have it. And here's the other reason that I think Ja should be in massive trouble. They gave him a total pass, not on the shotgun Willie's gun thing, but on the thing with the Pacers team bus. Remember? They were like, we couldn't prove if the laser pointer was attached to a gun. Like somebody has a laser pointer, like it's 1998 and you're trying to blind a pilot in the air like idiot kids used to. Nobody carries those around anymore. I now feel very confident. Like, well, you've had five other incidents involving firearms. That means either Ja himself or Ja was in a car with someone who was pointing a pistol at other NBA players. Like, I now feel confident that's what happened. So I think he's got to be in a ton of trouble. And it is shocking to me that he could see he missed out on $39 million because of the first thing. Because he would have been all NBA. That contract is baked in $39 million. And then he does it again. And his buddy who he's with, who is the buddy who has been banned from the Grizzlies arena. So that buddy has made some bad choices. Is the one that has the common sense to, as soon as he sees the gun, put the phone down. Like, oh, crap, what are we doing? So I don't know, man. It's a bad situation.
And I wonder how different it would be for David Stern as opposed to Adam Silver. Completely different demeanor with those two. And this makes Adam Silver look bad because of what happened the last time. He got lied to. Now what do you do? Now, suspending for 20 games, does that matter?
I think it'd be harsher than that. It is a shame because NBA players have gone from jailblazers, malice at the palace, some of the unfair stuff that was thrown at Iverson, to, I think, the models for American pro athletes. They are, really, remember 25 years ago, the horrible Sports Illustrated cover, Where's Daddy? And it was a little black boy, and it was talking about the absentee fathers in the NBA. Now, it's almost a problem that so many players bring their kids to press conferences. Like, it's almost a workplace vibe. But it's super involved parents. Some of the most charitable group of rich guys in the world are NBA guys. Businessmen involved in the tech space, startups, all of it. And now I feel like this is much like we've talked about how Tiger or LeBron have raised the economics for everyone, right? This is not the same degree, but there's a degree of things like this lower the economics for everybody. Nobody wins from this, and I don't get it. Now, I'm not a gun guy, admittedly, but I just don't get it at all.
Great to talk to you.
You know what? And I got to tell you, That's my birthday present to you right there. I start you with a great Jazz Danny Ainge Salt Lake City joke, and I end with the most cogent 4 minutes on the John Morant situation you're going to find anywhere in media. That's better than a Breitling. That right there is probably worth $15,000 in radio sales.
You
right there, flip it. Send it to the Marconi.
You had 4 good minutes out of 15.
Oh, give me a break.
That's like a James Harden.
I'm 4 for 15.
Yeah.
I was more like a LeBron, 10 for 14, super efficient, 9 rebounds, 9 assists, while outplaying the one everyone says is going to take, you know, the other Mount Rushmore.
Not everybody said it. We stopped.
Enough people said it. Some people were saying.
Take a deep breath. Just relax a little bit. Save some juice for later on today on that popular show. First things first.
I have a bunch of Fridays off during the summer. I hope to be invited in studio to spend one with you.
Oh, okay.
How about that?
All right. Okay. Yeah. If you can do it, but you know,
like, I'll just do
or
it.
Dinner, you know, like.
Yeah. I know. Listen, we're way past your break.
Yes, we are. Yes,
we'll
we are.
We'll do both. I'll talk to you later. I
okay.
love you.
All right. Okay. That's Nick Crank. Okay. We're back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope. I was wrong, because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Pauly, but it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice, and you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Right Brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Right Brand bacon.
Call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow. All of that coming up. This day in sports history as well. Well, I figured this was going to happen. Brian in Salt Lake City joining us. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Dan. First time, long time. 5 foot seven, a soft 200. I should either come to the defense of Salt Lake City, guys. It's first off, ouch, that hurts. We know there's nothing fun to do here. You don't need to mention it every day on the radio, but appreciate that part. Also, we have some of the least strict firearm laws in the nation, so this is probably not the place for Josh. So I'm going to speak on behalf of all of Salt Lake and just say send him somewhere else.
All right. Well, thank you, Brian. When I was out Salt Lake for the NBA Finals many years ago, had a great time. Sneaky great time. Yes, Paul?
You can find fun in any town.
Yeah,
right?
You can.
Just have to search. It's not at your doorstep. Is that be fair to say?
Yeah.
I've gone out in Salt Lake. I got banged up in Salt Lake before.
Yeah.
It's not like a country song. You can go out anywhere.
I just remember I went down an alley and then knocked on a door, and then I walked in, and I could have been in Los Angeles. It was like a speakeasy, I think it was. Had one of these, like an old wooden door, and just like, doom, doom, doom. And
The little slider where they just see the eyes?
Yes. And then first person I see is Dennis Rodman. And I go, okay, I'm in the right place, I think. Yes, Seton.
Did you have to say before you got in the door, do you squeeze your orange juice fresh or is it frozen? And that's like the secret password
okay.
to get in.
Mm, okay. No, they said, I said John, and then they said Stockton, and then I got in.
There you go. Mm.
That's
you
what
go.
It was.
There you go.
Yes. who was a guy, Frank?
On the Jazz?
Oh, he played for Seattle. He's like a 6'11 guy, good shooter. Frank. We know 6'11 white guys.
That's our wheelhouse.
I know.
Sigma Mikeski.
No. I thought it was Frank.
Kaminsky.
No, not Frank.
It's a German last name.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's going to bother
this,
me.
Now I'm ruined. Ruined.
Ruined.
Frank. Check Seattle Supersonics roster.
Frank Burkowski.
Yes. Frank Brick. Frank Burkowski. Famous sports birthdays, in case you're wondering. Emmett Smith. Ray Lewis. John Smoltz, George Brett, yours truly, and Patrick Mahomes' brother, Jackson Mahomes.
You could have stopped it.
Yeah, I could have. I probably should have there. Tom in Colorado. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Dan. Long-time listener, first-time caller. It's my 60th birthday. I wanted to share happy birthday with you today.
Happy birthday. And
thank you. We also don't want to forget Billy North of the Oakland A's. He's also on our list of birthday people today.
Okay.
And I just wanted to say, I have a long history with you because I was a Wright State student in the 1980s, and I remember listening to you on WTUE, and I can remember the day when you said you were going to CNN and leaving WTUE.
All right. Well, thank you, Tom. I had great memories of Dayton, Ohio. WTUE, Dayton's best rock and roll. Let's see. This day in sports history, Paul.
Joe DiMaggio, 1941, began the 56-game hitting streak. 1973, Nolan Ryan of the California Angels pitched his first no-hitter. In 1991, U.S. President Bush brought Queen Elizabeth to an Oakland A's Baltimore Orioles game. Not on the kiss cam. That would have been wild, wouldn't it? They put the Prez and the Queen up there. And then
was that the genesis for Naked Gun? Doesn't the Queen go to an Orioles game?
I must kill the Queen.
Yeah.
91.
Or was it in a Dodger game?
It was a California because Reggie Jackson is an Angel.
Maybe it was Orioles Angels?
Definitely Angels.
For some reason? Okay.
And then 2016, Rougned Odor punched out Jose Bautista. Remember that?
Oh, man.
He did like a week on it.
Yes.
Rougned.
Yeah, and it's spelled Rouged.
Close enough. Rouged. It's your birthday. I'm giving that to you.
Okay. Yeah.
Popped him.
Yeah. He did. He knocked his sunglasses off.
He had that glass job.
Yeah. What did we learn on this program? Hod, what'd you learn today?
You'd like to ask Steve Kerr, when did you know you weren't a championship team, and why aren't you a championship team?
Seton O'Connor.
Nick Wright shot out of a cannon.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. His eyes were like bugging out. Marv?
It was a manic Monday for Mr. Wright.
And Chris Mannix joined us earlier.
Blue?
Yeah, thank you. Paulie?
We may or may not have a cake situation.
What did I learn, Todd?
Chris Mannix likes the Celtics and the gentleman sweep of the Heat.
The hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats. Only one place to collect them all, Panini Trading Cards, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. For instant classics, autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, and more. Start or continue your collection now at PaniniAmerica.net. Thank you, everybody. Have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.